Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Solo piano to start us off this week. There are an awful lot of notes here being played by just one pair of hands. Oh yes, and if you were an Elvis fan, you should know his version of this Italian classic.
Thank you.
O Sol Mio, written in Naples in 1898 and usually sung in the original Neapolitan language, been sung by every major Italian singer. Caruso, Mario Lanza, Pavarotti. Elvis Presley heard it when he was in the US Army in Germany and asked for English lyrics to be written, and on discharge from the army had a massive hit with It's Now or Never. Here at Berkeley's 2019 Keysfest Piano Festival, it's played by Laszlo Gardany. The Hungarian-born pianist had studied at the Béla Bartók Conservatory in Budapest before moving to Boston on a scholarship to Berkeley, where, after graduating, he became Professor of Piano. Great title. And yes, a March 2019 recording is about as up-to-date as we can ever get. It's a great Sunnyside album. It's called La Marseillaise. From a solo to a duo. These two boys first played together as a duet 30 years ago. This is their seventh collaborative album, each album focused on well-chosen jazz classics and or the Great American Songbook. We heard The Way You Look Tonight. I'm sure you'll have worked out that it's Houston Person tenor and Ron Carter bass, recorded in New Jersey, March 2018, on two of the 10 songs on this High Note album called Remember Love. They each take a solo number. Houston Person says, quote, "It's the continuation of a conversation between two pals. We never say goodbye. We say, see you later," unquote. Time for a vocal.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Cumbered with a load of care, precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a
That song came from a so-called compilation album with the title Ella Fitzgerald Spirituals. And apart from the playlist, that's all the info they give. But a quick skip through her discography tells us it was originally a Capitol LP called Brighten the Corner, recorded in LA, Feb 67, and accompanied by the Ralph Carmichael Chorus and Orchestra. It's a great album if you love Ella, and that must mean all of us, surely. There are some new albums out by major, major names that have been released in the last few weeks or so. All pianists, so I'm going to spread them over a few programmes. But here is Ahmad Jamal. Recorded in Malakoff, France, in July 2016. Seven of the tracks are piano solos. I chose one of the three with James Cammack added on bass. Ahmad Jamal was christened Frederick Russell Jones. He converted to Islam in his early 20s, having become interested in the religion whilst touring in Detroit, which had a sizable Muslim community. Jamal was a pioneer and very, very much a musician's musician, but he never seemed to be in favour with the critics. The renowned Stanley Crouch said of Jamal, quote, "A player so given to fluff that his work shouldn't be considered seriously in any artistic sense," unquote. Crouch is indeed an acknowledged critic, but many will disagree vehemently with his assessment, including me. We heard So Rare. We're up to a trio next. Thank you. Fantastic new plastic sax labelled CD called Somewhere Else and subtitled West Side Story Songs, and all of them given fresh new arrangements by the leader on this December 2018 recording session, tenor man Ted Nash. He does swap to the clarinet for a couple of the songs. If you love West Side Story Songs, and who doesn't, then you'll love this album. Steve Cardenas guitar, Ben Allison drums. We heard I Have a Love. I was so tempted to choose one of our more regular features from West Side Story. And yes, they're all here. Somewhere, Maria, America, Tonight, Cool, and so on. Another vocal, and it's a Cole Porter song.
Is it the good turtle soup or merely the muck? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? But is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is that Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of, or is it a long last love? I wanna know, is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Can that be good turtle
Miss Carmen McRae, live at Dante's in Los Angeles, California, in November 71. It's an Atlantic LP called The Great American Songbook. Where did we hear that phrase before? Jimmy Rowles' piano on almost all of the tracks. Carmen takes over the piano stool for two songs in the evening set. Joe Paz guitar, Chuck Domenico bass, Chuck Flores drums. Better Have a Big Band next. Very well-known song. Yes, of course it was. Jeepers Creepers, which was written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer and first sung by a certain Louis Armstrong in the 1938 film Going Places and much covered since. That was Kent Harrion and his orchestra on a Caravan LP recorded in New York City, December 56, called Echoes of Joy. This was Kent Harrion's only album as a leader. He was the non-playing captain too, limiting himself to conducting. He was actually born in Turkey, moved to France and then on to the US. But this is some lineup, with the likes of Al Cohen, Hal McCusick, Sonny Russo, Nick Travis and Billy Butterfield in this 15-piecer. Arrangements were by Jim Timmins, but also the contribution each from Gil Evans and Bill Finnegan. I love jazz interpretations of popular and even pop songs. They invariably bring out hidden depths in the song. Here, I Hope, is an example. And that was Joni Mitchell's lovely song, Both Sides Now, recorded late December 13, early Jan 14 in New Jersey. Larry Fuller is the pianist. He's been a much sought-after sideman forever, but has now blossomed into a leader over the last half a dozen years or so. Love his playing. Somehow, I didn't play you his take on Oscar Peterson's epic Hymn to Freedom. And after Peterson's own heroic version of that song, it takes a brave person to even attempt to play it. Fuller's version is brilliant. Another week, maybe. Much of this eponymous album features the bass of Hassan Shakur and the drums of Greg Hutchinson. We're off to Sweden. That song sounded a bit like Sonny Rollins' classic St. Thomas at times. But no, it was an NHOP compo, My Little Anna, dedicated, as you'll have guessed already, to the Great Dane's daughter. This stunt CD is called Danish Ballads and More, and it's under the leadership of tenor man Scott Hamilton, who, when he tours Europe, is always happy with his regular local rhythm sections. Not really pick-up bands as such, as he's very consistent with his trios. In Scandinavia and Northern Europe, it's Jan Lundgren piano, Hans Backenroff bass and Christian Leth drums. Recorded November 2018 in Gothenburg, or Göteborg as they call it there. Sweden, anyway. We'll stay on the continent for the maestro, Duke Ellington. Thank you. November the 10th, 1969, in Cologne, Germany, the Duke Ellington Orchestra on the occasion of Duke's 70th birthday tour of Europe. By this stage, Ellington had such a colossal back catalogue that he was spoiled for choice. Sea Jam Blues that we've just heard tended to alternate with Rocking in Rhythm to get the concert off to a roaring start. And we're going back to a duo. I'm sure you recognise that song. They called The Wind Mariah, written by the much-respected team of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe, this time for the 1951 Broadway musical, and later a film, of course, Paint Your Wagon. This Arbour's Jazz CD is called Lerner and Lowe Counterpoint. It's all Lerner and Lowe. So, faves like I Could Have Danced All Night, Gigi, Almost Like Being in Love, On the Street Where You Live, Thank Heaven for Little Girls, recorded in 2019 and featuring Dick Hyman, piano, Ken Poplawski, clarinet. About time we funked up. was Ivan Boogaloo Joe Jones from a prestige LP called My Fire, subtitled More of the Psychedelic Soul Jazz Guitar of Joe Jones. We heard Take All, a then recentish R&B hit for Lloyd Price. Well, loosely based on it, really. Recorded October 68. Boogaloo Joe Jones guitar, obviously. Our old chum Harold Mayburn piano, Peck Morrison bass, Bill English drums, and Richard Landrum conga. It's time for our closer, sadly, and even sadder, we might not have time for all of this track. I hope we will. I'll try and squeeze it in. It's a newly released SWR Jazz Hoos record, one of a series of previously unreleased live gigs in Germany, in Karlsruhe, July 88 in this case. It's the amazingly gifted pianist Michel Petrucciani. As you probably know already, he suffered from brittle bone disease, was in constant pain and very, very short in stature, less than 3 feet tall, in fact. His bones had fractured over 100 times before he even reached adolescence. And yet, he lived his life to the full, even above that level, as he knew he did not have a long lifespan ahead of him. He died a week after his 36th birthday. A true inspiration to all of us. Here he is, with Gary Peacock bass, Roy Haynes drums. It's John Coltrane's, no irony intended, Giant Steps. As always, really, really hope you've had fun listening, and equally hope you can join me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.